With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. European leaders telling President Trump they want a ceasefire in the Russia-Ukraine war, and they welcome U.S. support for security guarantees. More from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
During high-level White House talks with NATO and European leaders, President Trump said ending the Russia-Ukraine war is within reach.
This is something that's very attainable.
Ukrainian President Zelensky welcomed a meeting with Russia's Vladimir Putin, while German Chancellor Merz emphasized quickly halting the violence.
To be honest, we all would like to see a ceasefire.
And the NATO secretary said Europe views U.S. support for Ukrainian security guarantees as a breakthrough. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Texas Democrats ending a two-week walkout that stalled efforts to redraw congressional districts now that they're being shadowed by law enforcement officers to prevent a repeat. President Trump's deployment of National Guard troops in the District of Columbia getting rave reviews, not only from his supporters, but residents as well.
GOP strategist and D.C. resident Erin McGuire says she's already seen a difference.
This is good for the community. You can walk around and not have to worry that somebody's going to accost you.
And she says it's not just a good feeling, but one that's backed up by the facts and the boots on the ground.
Homeless encampments are gone. Streets are safer. The worst of the worst are being locked up.
McGuire tells the Salem Radio Network many in D.C. are hoping the president will find a legal way to extend the deployment beyond its current limit of 30 days. Bob Agner reporting.
U.S. Federal Trade Commission filing suit against a ticket broker alleging the company used illegal tactics to exceed purchasing limits for popular events, then resold the tickets at much higher prices. This is SRN News. A warning from the Attorney General of Louisiana.
Liz Merle says Roblox, the children's video gaming platform, is a haven for child predators. Roblox is immensely popular with young people, and for that reason, Merle has filed suit against it, charging it with failing to establish even the most basic safety protocols for its customers. The AG says, quote, users can easily say they are younger or older than their actual age, allowing child predators to pose as children and for children to bypass any age requirement. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Very difficult to build a church in mostly Muslim Indonesia. One congregation had a construction project underway but has been shut down by the government despite having previously obtained all necessary permission. Indonesia boasts the largest Muslim population on earth, and while violence against Christians is not common, there are very few religious acts of freedom. This is SRN News. Israeli protesters demanding a deal to free hostages in Gaza attempted to shut down the country in one of the largest and fiercest protests in 22 months of war. The latest from Media Line's Felice Friedson.
An estimated 300,000 to 400,000 people gathered to urge Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to end the two-year-old war against the Hamas terrorist organization. Doing so, they argue, would be the last chance to negotiate the release of 20 hostages still barely alive out of the 251 kidnapped when Hamas invaded Israel on October 7, 2023. More than 1,200 Israelis and tourists were murdered while the nation's worst hostage crisis was ignited. The war the slaughter has triggered in 22 months resulted in scores of thousands of deaths and intense strain on national alliances. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at MediaLine.org and SRNNews.com.